New Opportunities Elementary by Michael Harris, David Moer, and Anna Shikoshinska. Published by Longman. Class CD. Module CD 2. Healthy Living. Warm-up Exercise 2. Read and listen to the key words. Which things do you like or not like? Which things are good or bad for you? Food and drink.
Bananas. Bread. Cabbage. Cakes. Cereal. Cheese. Chicken. Fish. Hamburgers. Lemons. Onions. Orange juice. Pasta. Rice. Sugar. Sweets. Tea. Tomatoes. Water.
Module 7. Healthy Living. Warm-up Exercise 3. Listen to Simon. List 5 things he ate yesterday. Is his diet healthy?
Okay, Simon, tell me. What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
For breakfast? Well, I had orange juice and some cereal. And I had a cup of tea.
Right. And what about lunch?
For lunch, well, I had fish and vegetables. Cabbage and potatoes, I think.
OK, and what did you have for dinner in the evening?
Dinner? Well, I had pasta. That's right, pasta. It was great. And a salad with tomatoes and onions.
OK, thanks a lot, Simon.
Lesson 19. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat the key words. Food and drink.
Apples. Biscuits. Carrots. Chocolate. Coffee. Cola. Crisps. Fish. Fruit juice. Lemonade. Meat. Milk. Oranges. Potatoes. Sausages. Tuna.
Lesson 19. Exercise 5. Listen and complete the dialogue in your book with the key words in Exercise 4.
Okay, what do we need? Is there any cola?
Yes, there is some cola. We've got a lot of lemonade too, but there isn't any mineral water. And there isn't any milk or fruit juice.
Right. Have we got any meat or fish?
We've got some sausages and there are 2 tins of tuna. Oh, don't buy any crisps. We've got a lot. And there are 3 packets of biscuits too.
Good. Have we got any fruit and vegetables?
Well, there are some apples, but we haven't got any oranges.
Are there any potatoes?
No, there aren't. I can't see any. And there aren't any carrots.
By the way, Laura, have you got any money? I didn't go to the bank yesterday.
Typical. Yes, don't worry. I've got some money.
Lesson 19. Exercise 12. Listen to the key words. What containers can you see in this lesson?
A packet of biscuits. Crisps. Sweets. A bottle of milk. Lemonade. Oil. A tin of tuna. Beans. A carton of yogurt. Fruit juice. Milk. A bar of chocolate. A can of cola.
Lesson 20. Exercise 1. Listen to the key words. Which activities can you see in the photos? Physical activity.
Clean floors. Dance. Do exercises. Jog. Run. Jump. Play volleyball. Swim. Tidy your room. Walk. Work in the garden.
Lesson 20. Exercise 6. Listen to a radio presenter. Put the things in your book in the order the man talks about them.
You're listening to Radio 110 on FM. Now listen to this from today's newspaper. 5 easy steps to healthy living. Step 1. Start the day with a healthy breakfast. For example, cereal with fruit and yogurt. Yeah, a good breakfast to start the day. Step 2. Do exercise. Yes, don't sit at your desk in school all day. Run around at break time. And in the evenings, don't spend hours doing homework. Take breaks and go for walks. Take 10-minute breaks every hour. When you go out, don't take the bus. Walk or cycle. And don't use lifts. Use the stairs. Now then, step 3. Eat a balanced diet. Don't eat a lot of one thing. Step 4. Eat lots of fruit and vegetables. Put fruit like apples and oranges in salads. Mmm. And finally, step number 5, don't smoke. Tobacco smoke has got 4,000 nasty chemicals in it. Yuck! Nasty habit. Well, so there you are. And after the break, I'll be talking to...
Lesson 20. Exercise 7. Listen and complete the function file. 1.
Don't sit at your desk in school all day.
2.
Run around at break time.
3.
Don't spend hours doing homework.
4.
Take breaks and go for walks.
5.
Don't take the bus, walk or cycle.
6.
Don't use lifts. Use the stairs.
7.
Eat a balanced diet.
8.
Put fruit like apples and oranges in salads.
9.
Don't smoke.
Lesson 21. Speaking workshop. Listen to a survey and tick the boys' answers, A, B or C, for each question in your book.
Excuse me, can I ask you some questions for a survey, please?
What's it about?
It's about food and health.
Yes, okay.
First, do you eat a lot of sweets?
What do you mean? What's a lot?
Well, do you buy sweets every day?
Every day? Yes, I suppose so.
Right, a lot. And do you buy sugar-free chewing gum?
Sugar-free? No, never. I always buy normal chewing gum.
OK, never. One more question. Do you do any regular exercise?
Well, I do some.
Do you do exercise every day?
No, not really.
How often do you do it?
Well, I suppose twice a week. We have a PE lesson at school, you know. And I play football on Sundays with some friends.
Right. Some exercise. OK, thank you very much.
Module 8. Sports. Warm-up exercise 2. Listen and repeat the key words. Then mark the main stress in each word.
Athletics. Basketball. Diving. Golf. Hang gliding. Hockey. Horse riding. Ice skating. Judo. Parachuting. Rock climbing. Skiing. Water skiing. Module 8. Warm-up exercise 3. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions in your book.
This is my first time at this pool.
Really?
Yeah. So do you come swimming often?
Yes, I do. 3 times a week.
And do you do any other sports?
Yeah. I quite like ice skating. I go occasionally.
And what sports do you like watching?
I like watching athletics on TV.
Me too. I love the Olympics.
Yeah.
And do you like golf? I really love it.
Golf? Oof, golf. I hate golf. It's really boring.
Oh, I don't think so. And I love extreme sports. My favourite is hang gliding. Would you like to do it?
Hang gliding? Oh, I wouldn't do that. It's really dangerous.
Not really, you know. It's good fun.
Oh, no. Look at the time. I'm late. Nice talking. Bye.
Bye.
Lesson 22, Exercise 1. Listen to the key words and match them with the objects 1 to 7 in the photos. Hockey equipment.
Flippers. Glove. Mask. Puck. Snorkel. Stick. Swimming cap.
Lesson 22, Exercise 5. Dictation. Listen and write down the 5 sentences. What sport is it? 1.
You can touch the ball with your hands.
2.
You can't touch the ball with your feet.
3.
You don't have to wear gloves or a mask.
4.
You can't touch the other players.
5.
You have to be quite tall to get the ball into the basket.
Lesson 23, Exercise 4. Listen to 3 sports commentaries. Which sports are they describing? 1.
And that was a great save. Wilkins ran cleverly into the penalty area, but the goalkeeper, Samson, came out of his goal very bravely and took the ball off his feet. He did that really well. And now it's Nilsson. Calmly to Martinez. Back to Nilsson. They're playing it slowly across the back of the defence now, looking for an opening.
2. So we're in the 4th set, and Merson is 2 games down. It's 30-40 in this game. Merson now to serve to stay in this match. Walking nervously to the line. My goodness, he hit that hard. It was just out, I think. But Merson doesn't like that decision. He's looking angrily at the umpire. 3.
And there's the bell, the final lap. There are now only 6 runners in the leading group. Dawson is trying desperately to stay with the leaders, but the three Kenyans are running fast. This could be a new Olympic record.
Lesson 23, Exercise 8. Listen to the dialogues and check your answers. Dialogue 1.
Did you see the match last night?
No. What was the score?
Liverpool won 3-1.
How did they play?
They played badly in the first half, but then Gerrard scored 2 goals.
Dialogue 2.
Did you watch the athletics at the weekend?
I saw Rajka in the long jump.
Yes, yeah, she jumped really well.
Did Miller win the 400 metres?
No, she didn't.
Dialogue 3.
Did Sharapova beat Serena Williams last night?
Yes, she won 2-1.
How did she play?
Brilliantly.
Review, Modules 7 and 8. Pronunciation, Exercise 7. Listen and circle the silent letters in the sentences in your book. Practice saying the sentences. 1.
I had a sandwich for lunch.
2.
The scientist works for the government.
3.
Listen and write your answers.
4.
Britain is an island.
5.
She eats lots of vegetables.
Review Modules 7 and 8. Pronunciation Exercise 8. Listen to these sounds. A.
John.
B.
Charles.
C.
Sharon.
Listen and repeat these sentences. 1.
Jack joined a judo club in July.
2.
She wore a shirt, shorts, and some special shoes.
3.
Charlie chose some cheese from the Czech Republic.
4.
In the kitchen there's some ketchup, cabbage, sugar, and some fish in the fridge.
5.
During the match in Chicago on Tuesday, she easily beat the champion.
6.
I watched the high jump and a Chinese athlete jumped brilliantly.
Module 9. Holidays. Warm-up Exercise 1. Listen to the key words. What kinds of holiday can you see in the photos? Kinds of holiday.
Adventure holiday. For example, trekking in the mountains. Backpacking. Camping. Relaxing on the beach. Safari. Sightseeing.
Places to stay.
Beach apartment. Bed and breakfast. B&B. Campsite. Caravan park. Hostel. Hotel.
Module 9. Holidays. Warm-up exercise 2. Listen to the people. Where are they? 1.
So, do you want a game of tennis then?
Hmm?
Tennis. D Do you want to play?
Tennis? No, I'm happy here in the sun.
Me too.
Two.
Now let me tell you about this room here. This was the Queen's library. Queen Elizabeth lived here for 10 years when she was a young woman. Here you can see the Queen's favorite books. This is a picture of the Queen when she was 21. You can see that she had a lovely...
Three.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh, there's everything we need here.
The bedroom is nice and clean too. Great. You can see the beach from the window.
Yes, it's great. Remember last year? The food was terrible, and outside the window of the hotel there was a factory. And there wasn't any garden.
Four.
Move a bit to the left. Stand in front of the cathedral. Yes, that's fine. Hold it. Smile. Good. Right. Now let's go to the castle.
Lesson 25. Exercise 1. Listen to the key words. Which words are similar in your language? Positive adjectives.
Beautiful. Delicious. Fantastic. Fascinating. Friendly. Great. Historic. Magnificent. Wonderful.
Lesson 25. Exercise 4. Listen to the phone call and complete each gap in your book with one word.
Oh, hi, Becky. Where are you phoning from?
I'm at work, but I'm not working at the moment. I'm having lunch in the coffee bar. Are you enjoying Dubrovnik?
Yes, we are. It's fantastic. Right now, I'm relaxing in a street cafe.
Lucky you. What's the weather like?
Great. It's sunny and hot. What's it like at home?
Oh, it's raining here, as usual. So, what's Tony doing?
I'm not sure. He isn't sunbathing today. I think he's visiting a museum.
And Stephanie?
Oh, she's got a new boyfriend.
Really?
Yes. He's called Gerard, and he's French. I think they're sightseeing in the old town.
So, you're having a good time?
Yeah, really great. How are your kids' exams?
Well, they aren't studying at the moment. They're watching football on the telly.
Oh, Tony is calling me. Speak to you later. Bye.
Lesson 25. Exercise 9. Listen to the questions and give true answers. 1.
Are you learning English?
2.
Is the teacher speaking French?
3.
Are you sitting in the classroom?
4.
Are your friends dancing?
5.
Is the student next to you singing?
6.
Is the teacher standing?
7.
Are you standing?
8.
Is the teacher writing on the blackboard?
9.
Are your friends listening to this exercise?
10.
Are you reading the book?
Lesson 26, Exercise 2. Listen to the key words. Which of them can you use with the things listed in your book? Negative adjectives.
Awful. Dirty. Disgusting. Expensive. Horrible. Noisy. Rude. Terrible. Unfriendly.
Lesson 26. Exercise 6. Listen to the dialogue and complete the function file in your book.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. How much is a room?
A single room is £36 a night, and a double is £52.
I'd like a single room, please.
How long do you want the room for?
2 nights, please.
That's fine. Breakfast is extra.
Yes, okay.
Can you complete this form, please? That's fine, thank you. Here is your key. Room number 205.
Thank you.
Lesson 26, Exercise 8. Look at the map of the hotel in your book and listen to the dialogue. Complete each gap in the function file with one word.
Excuse me, where is the swimming pool?
Go down this corridor and turn left. Go through the garden and it's on the right. It's next to the car park.
Thanks.
Lesson 27, Speaking Workshop, Exercise 1. Listen to one side of a conversation. Try to answer the questions in your book.
Jenny, it's me, Kate. Hi! What's the holiday like then? -35 degrees! Wow! So what are you doing at the moment? Disco! Hey, be careful. Well, so what do you do all day? Swimming and sunbathing, eh? Sounds awful. Where are you staying? Your own room. That's great! So what are they doing at the moment? Are they getting ready for the disco too? Very romantic. Listen, it's time for bed here. No discos for me. Phone me when you get back. Bye!
Lesson 27, Speaking Workshop, Exercise 2. Listen to the full conversation and check your answers.
Hello?
Jenny, it's me, Kate.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi. What's the holiday like then?
It's brilliant. Really hot. About 35 degrees.
35 degrees? Wow. So what are you doing at the moment?
I'm getting ready to go out. There's a disco near the hotel.
Disco? Hey, be careful.
Yeah, I know. You sound like my mum.
Well, so what do you do all day?
Oh, I sit near the pool or go to the beach.
Swimming and sunbathing, eh? Sounds awful. Where are you staying?
I'm in a hotel with my mum and dad. It's quite nice. I've got my own room.
Your own room? That's great! So what are they doing at the moment? Are they getting ready for the disco too?
Nah, don't be stupid. They're having dinner in a restaurant in the old town.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Listen, it's time for bed here. No discos for me. Phone me when you get back.
Okay. Thanks for phoning. See you soon.
Bye!
Lesson 29, Exercise 1. Listen to the key words and match them to the pictures in the article in your book. Superstitions.
A black cat. A broken mirror. Friday the 13th. A rabbit's foot. Spilling salt. Touching wood.
Lesson 29, Exercise 5. Listen to a teacher talking about the United Kingdom. Choose the correct information, A or B, from the fact file in your book.
Right. This morning, I want to look at important information about Britain. Take out your notebooks. I want you to take notes about Britain. OK. First, the United Kingdom. That is Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Great Britain has a total area of just over 244,000 square kilometres. That's not very big. France is over 500,000 square kilometres. And the United States is 3,600,000. The population of the United Kingdom is about 56 million people. Over 80% of the population live in England. OK, now, the symbols of Great Britain. A lot of countries have symbols. For example, the symbol of the United States is an eagle. Well, the symbol of Great Britain is a lion. That's right, a lion. The symbol of England is a rose. A red rose. The symbol of Scotland is a thistle. Yes, a thistle. And the symbol of Wales is a dragon. You can see a red dragon on the Welsh flag.
Lesson 29, Exercise 7. Listen to the dialogue in a cafe. Complete the function file with the expressions in your book.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Could I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
I'd like some tomato soup, please.
I'm sorry, madam. I'm afraid we haven't got any tomato soup today. We've got mushroom or chicken soup.
Right. For me, chicken soup, please.
And I'd like a salad, please.
Okay. And what would you like to drink?
A mineral water, please.
Mineral water for me too, please.
Lesson 30. Speaking Workshop. Exercise 1. Listen and classify the key words under the headings in your book. Dishes.
Apple pie and cream. Chocolate cake. Coffee. Cola. Fish and chips. Fruit juice. Fruit salad. Ice cream. Lemon sorbet. Mineral water. Omelette. Prawn cocktail. Roast beef. Roast chicken. Soup. Spaghetti bolognese. Steak and chips. Tuna salad.
Culture Corner 3, Exercise 1. Listen and check your answers. Repeat the names. 1. Cities or towns.
Birmingham. Cambridge. Cardiff. Edinburgh. Glasgow. Liverpool. London. Manchester. Newcastle. Oxford. Salisbury. Stratford-upon-Avon. York.
2. Areas of natural beauty.
The Highlands. The Lake District. Snowdonia. The Yorkshire Moors.
3. Rivers.
The Clyde. The Mersey. The Severn. The Thames.
4. Countries.
England. Scotland. Wales.
Culture Corner 3. Exercise 2. Listen to 6 descriptions of places in Britain. What are they? 1.
It is a city northwest of London and it is on the River Thames.
2.
It is a very beautiful area in the north of Wales.
3.
It is a city in the northwest of England on the River Mersey.
4.
It is a university town in the east of England, not far from London.
5.
It is a big city in Scotland on the River Clyde.
6.
It's a beautiful area near Manchester in the northwest of England.
Review modules 9 and 10. Pronunciation, exercise 7. Listen to these sounds. A.
Swimming.
B.
Garden.
Listen to the words. Which sounds do you hear? 1.
Magazine.
2.
Sightseeing.
3.
Talking.
4.
Long.
5.
Dog.
6.
Art gallery.
7.
Having.
8.
Single.
Review modules 9 and 10. Pronunciation, exercise 8. Listen to these sounds. Group 1.
Go. No.
Group 2.
Got. Hot.
Group 3.
Saw. Bought.
Listen and check your answers. Repeat the words. Group 1.
Home. Snow. No. Cold. Sofa.
Group 2.
Long. Sorry. Shop. Job. Coffee. Dog. Watch. Not.
Group 3.
Your. Tall. All. August. More. Short. Small. Daughter.
Module 11. Image. Warm-up exercise 2. Listen to the key words. Find examples of them in the photos. Clothes.
Boots. Dress. Earrings. Jacket. Jeans. Jumper. Shirt. Skirt. Shoes. Sunglasses. Tie. Trainers. Trousers. Top. T-shirt.
Module 11. Image. Warm-up exercise 3. Listen to three students and match them with people in the photos in your book. 1.
I'm not very interested in clothes. I like wearing jeans, a T-shirt and my old trainers. I hate ties. I never wear ties. My mum and dad don't like that, and they don't like my earring.
2.
I like wearing fashionable clothes, but I don't like dresses. I usually wear skirts or jeans and boots. I don't often wear jumpers, but I like bright tops, you know, red or yellow.
3.
I like fashionable clothes. I usually wear jeans and a jumper. And trainers. These are very expensive. Oh, and I often wear my sunglasses. Yeah, I've got some good sunglasses.
Module 11. Image. Warm-up exercise 4. Listen and complete the table in your book with the key words. Describing clothes.
Bright red. Cotton. Dark green. Denim. Leather. Light blue. Long. Narrow. Nylon. Short. Wide.
Lesson 31. Exercise 1. Listen to the key words and use them to answer the questions in your book. Adjectives.
Casual. Cheap. Colourful. Comfortable. Expensive. Fashionable. Formal. Practical. Smart. Trendy.
Lesson 31. Exercise 8. Pronunciation. Listen and write down the comparative adjectives. Then listen again and repeat them.
Bigger. Better. Trendier. Cheaper. Smarter. Wider. Longer. Shorter. Cooler. Darker. Brighter.
Lesson 32. Exercise 1. Listen and check your answers. Appearance. General.
Short. Medium height.
Plump. Tall. Thin. Fat.
Hair.
Short. Dark. Blonde. Brown. Red. Curly. Fair. Long. Straight.
Face.
Square. Thin. Long. Round. Fat. Large or small mouth. Large or small nose. Big eyes.
Lesson 32, Exercise 9. Listen to the dialogue. Which star in your book are they talking about?
It's a really good film, and he plays a fantastic part.
Who? I don't know him. What does he look like?
Well, he's got a round face with a small mouth. He's got blonde hair, and he's got big blue eyes.
So why do you like him?
I think he's very good looking. He's shy, and I think he's romantic. He's a brilliant actor. He plays very different parts. He won an award in film.
Lesson 33, Writing Workshop, Exercise 1. Listen and check the meaning of the key words. Objects.
Bag. Earrings. Glasses. Keys. Mobile. Purse. Ring. Sunglasses. Wallet. Watch.
Lesson 33, Speaking Workshop. Listen to the description. Which of the people in the photo is it?
Well, she's tall and she's got dark curly hair. She's got a round face. I think she's attractive. She's wearing a pink and black skirt and a white top and black shoes. I really like her skirt. I think it's very smart. But I don't like her shoes. They're horrible.
Module 12, Celebrities. Warm-up exercise 1. Look at the photos and listen to the key words. Answer the questions in your book. Jobs.
Actor. Actress. Athlete. Film director. Musician. Model. Singer. Tennis player.
Module 12, Celebrities. Warm-up exercise 2, Celebrity Quiz. Listen to descriptions of four celebrities in the photos. Who are they? 1.
She was born in Siberia in Russia in 1987. She moved to the USA with her father when she was 9, and her father wanted her to learn her sport. She became a professional player when she was 14. She sometimes worked as a fashion model. In 2004, she shocked the tennis world when she beat the champion Serena Williams in the final of Wimbledon. She was only 17.
2.
A lot of people think she is Australian, but she was born in Hawaii in 1967 and moved to Sydney, Australia when she was 4. She acted in her first international film in 1989 and then went to live in Hollywood. She married and then divorced the actor Tom Cruise. Some of her famous films are Moulin Rouge, The Others, and The Hours.
3.
His family was very poor. His father was a baker and his mother worked in a factory. He started work as a teacher and then decided to study music. Now he is a brilliant singer and he gives concerts all over the world. He is an opera singer.
4.
He was born in Chile in 1972, but went to live in Spain when he was very young. He started making films when he was at university. His first film, Thesis, in 1995, was about a murder at a university. It was a great success in Spain. He then became famous internationally with his second film, Open Your Eyes, a thriller starring Penelope Cruz. His next film, The Others, was his first film in English. He directed famous actors like Nicole Kidman in the film. His most recent film, The Sea Inside, starring Javier Bardem, won the Oscar in 2005 for Best Foreign Language Film.
Lesson 34, Exercise 1. Listen and put the key words into two groups, positive and negative. Adjectives.
All right. Boring. Brilliant. Exciting. Funny. Good looking. Overrated. Talented.
Lesson 35, Exercise 6. Read the information about what's on. Listen to Mick and Lucy. What film do they decide to see?
What's on at the cinema, Lucy?
Let's have a look. I know. Let's go and see I, Robot. I think Will Smith is really good.
I don't like science fiction films. What about Troy?
No. I don't like Brad Pitt. And people say it's boring.
Well, an old film then. I'd like to see Casablanca again. It's my favourite film.
Okay, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Lesson 35, Exercise 8, Pronunciation. Listen and repeat the suggestions and replies. 1.
Let's go and see I, Robot.
2.
I don't like science fiction films.
3.
What about Troy?
4.
No, I don't like Brad Pitt.
5.
Well, an old film then.
6.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Review modules 11 and 12. Pronunciation, exercise 7. Listen and write down the words. 1.
Leather.
2.
Comfortable.
3.
Fashionable.
4.
Future.
5.
Trousers.
6.
Height.
7.
Famous.
8.
Sweatshirt.
Review modules 11 and 12. Pronunciation. Exercise 8. Listen to the three sounds. A.
Bad.
B.
Bed.
C.
But.
Listen to the words. Which sounds can you hear? A, B or C? 1.
Run. 10.
2.
Get. Cat.
3.
Can. Sun.
4.
1. Red.
5.
Black. Check.
6.
Come. Am.
7.
Map. Cup.
8.
Men. Man.
9.
Love. Have.
10.
Sun. Send.